If you were to take your canoe down to the edge of the river, a fast-moving river, you've got your oars in the canoe and you set your canoe into the water, if you are like most humans, the first thing you'll do is turn that canoe upstream and begin paddling very hard in your quest for a perfect life, one of virtue. And we would say to you, friend, turn your canoe with the current. And most would say, oh, Abraham, that just seems lazy. And we say, but how long can you keep this up? And you say, I don't know, but I'm willing to try to find out. And then, if we were to listen to you longer, you would go on to explain that you come from a long line of those who paddle upstream. It's just what our family does. And then you would go on to explain that you live in a society where that's seen as valuable. That those who work the hardest are those who get monuments left in their name. They make books about those people. The harder the struggle, the more popular the book, you explain to us. And we say, but how long can you keep that up? And the reason that we're wanting you to get a sense of this current that is flowing is because if you will pay attention to that current that is flowing, you will begin to then understand the current of that which is source and the current of that which is the dominant vibration which is within you. In other words, when you go with that flow, it's like going downstream. And when you will go against that flow, it's like going upstream. And it is the hard work that you describe in your physicalness of paddling upstream that is that which we are calling energy resistance. In other words, it's not letting you from your physical format be that which you really are. For example, when you're going with the flow, you love yourself. When you're going against the current, you're mad at yourself. You're seeing yourself as inappropriate or someone else. When you go with the flow, you're clear-minded. When you're not, you're confused. When you go with the flow, health is what your physical body is about. When you're pushing against that flow, in time, your body shows the evidence of that resistance. In every moment, especially as you begin paying attention to it, you can feel if you're going with that current or flow. Now, we want you to understand this flow in the fullest sense of the word, because it was flowing before you were born into this body, this pure positive energy stream of abundance and well-being and clarity and love and appreciation of life. And it was from that attitude that you came forth into this physical body. So you come into this physical body, and as you are now moving about, there is variety or contrast that surrounds you. And in all of that variety or contrast, just like you knew it would be, you are stimulated to your own preferences of what you prefer. When someone's rude to you, you prefer that they be nicer. When you're rude, you prefer that you be nicer. When you're sick, you want to be well. When you don't have enough money, you want more money. In other words, the variety or a contrast is constantly causing a sharpening of focus within you. And this is the part that so many of you are not remembering, that we so much want you to remember. That source energy that was you and is you before expressing itself into your physical body is still dominantly vibrating within you. So when your life causes you to ask for something beyond what you have right now, source energy goes into immediate vibrational agreement with that. That's why we can write a book and be accurate about it when we say, when you ask, it is given. And we would like to take that even further. Not only when you ask, is it given, but when you ask, the larger part of you vibrationally becomes that which you are asking for. Can you hear that? You can't ask a question without source immediately going directly to the answer and offering the vibration of it fully. You cannot bang around with not enough money and ask for more, 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 more without source energy going to more, 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 more. And that non-physical part of you, that stream of you that is the flow of you, not only is aware of the contrast that gives birth to the desire, but then fully becomes the vibrational, if you will, embodiment, if you will, of your desire. So the larger part of you has instantaneously achieved the answer to your question, the solution to your problem, or the answer to your desire in the moment that you give birth to it. You, in your physical format, are causing Source to become, just like Source knew would happen, more. And Source is so sure that no one could know more clearly than you what is best for you. No one could more accurately define the leading edge of your experience than you. And so Source, even if you are a one-celled organism, Source is allowing you to have exposure to the experience and is becoming the vibrational extension of that which your life has caused you to become. Oh, friends, that's flow. Now, the question is, where are you standing right now in relationship to the flow that your life caused you to give birth to? And what we want you to realize is the way you feel is your indication of whether you have gone with that flow or whether you're holding yourself in some resistance to it. In the beginning of life causing you to ask for more, which Source immediately becomes, it's natural for you to be a vibrational holdout in part because, after all, it's new to you. Life just caused you to ask for it, and Source, in all of its wisdom and in all of its absence of resistance, became immediately one with that. The question is, where are you in vibrational relationship with that? Now, you have a guidance system that will let you know that. Magellan, in Jerry and Esther's vehicle, lets them know. They program in their desired destination, and then Magellan calculates the route from where they are to where they want to be and gives them turn-by-turn descriptions, both verbally and visually. Your guidance system operates on the same premise. Where do I want to be in relationship with where I am? So there is this constant call of Source who is saying, in essence, this way, this way, this way, this way. And what does that call sound like? Well, if you are already in an attitude of appreciation, the call of Source sounds like love. In other words, when you're close to the vibration of that which is calling you, it just feels like love. So what happens to so many of you is that you've had this guidance system within you, this non-physical part of you that is over here living and being that which you were before you came into this body and that which you've expanded to since you've been in this body. And when you don't let yourself get up to speed with that which your life has caused you to become, you don't feel so good. You feel unfulfilled. You feel dissatisfied. At a minimum, and at a maximum, you freak out. You feel like the world is coming to an end. In other words, you must let yourself move in the direction of that which you have become. Now, we used those words very carefully. You must let yourself move in the direction of that which life has caused you to become. Because we want you to understand that this current is always flowing. And there will always be this gap between what life has caused you to ask for and where you are in proximity to it. In other words, as quickly as you get vibrationally up to speed with something that you've asked for, life will give you more contrast, and by that we mean variety, more choices, which will cause you to expand still further. We are all eternal beings, so our expansion will never end. But today, what we want you to hear above all other things is that in the moment that you turn in the direction of the flow, you're going to feel better now. In other words, you don't have to get all the way over there to the complete manifestation of what you want. And of course, if you turn in the direction of the flow, you can't help but do that. The current's going to take you right there. But in the moment that you stop bucking the current of who you really are and allow yourself to go with the flow, to go in the direction of that which you're asking for, you will feel relief. And that's what we want you to begin reaching for.